The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to John Adley in London, where the latest story on Brexit is that the government could ignore the new law, which is likely to get royal assent today, banning a no-deal Brexit. John.
Yeah, Alan, morning fighting talk, isn't it? The Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, says they'll look very carefully at the legislation and it will be tested to the limit to see if they can get away round it, because, of course, they hate this this new law, which, as you say, it's going to have royal assent in the coming hours. And I think this fighting talk is stoking fears from the opposition that Boris Johnson is going to find a way round it. He's desperate to leave the EU without a deal, despite this new law. And we've had another resignation over the last 24 hours. The Work and Pension Secretary, Amber Rudd, a Remainer, she says she can't stand by and watch 21 loyal Conservative MPs kicked out of the party. And from what she's seen, and it's not very much because she says Boris keeps his cards close to his chest, but she reckons the government is focused on a no-deal Brexit and not really trying to do anything positive to strike a deal with the EU.
Interesting. I'll be looking at that issue after 7 o'clock this morning. Now, the Bahamas.
Yep, a team of 18 British military medics have now arrived there to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, of course. They're going to join the team on board the Royal Navy support ship Mounts Bay. They've been there since Wednesday, tirelessly delivering aid, flying their helicopter overhead, picking off survivors where they see them stranded. And then HMS Protector, this is the Royal Navy's only ice patrol ship, by the way. That's due in the Bahamas in the next few hours. It's been stocking up in Bermuda on food, water and clothing. So a big military push from the Brits here to try and help out these survivors.
Good on you. Good on you. That's a big story about Brexit. Talk to you tomorrow, John. John Adley in London.